Building Bottle Jetpacks. By breakfast, Nutty had already drawn 7 jetpack plans on napkins, 1 on a leaf, and 1 on Papa's tail by mistake. "This one has wings," he explained. Papa turned his tail around to look. "Why does it say extra zoom next to my spine?" "Because that is where the extra zoom goes." Mama took away the marker. Their first stop was the Nutville Recycling Center, where empty soda bottles glittered in the morning sun. "We need bottles with strong walls," Mama said. "Good corks, tight straps, no mystery liquids." "And style," Papa said, holding up a purple bottle shaped like a trumpet. "Style is not a structural material. It could be if people believed hard enough." By lunch, the workshop clearing looked as if a science fair had crashed into a picnic. Bottles were sorted by size, corks sat in neat rows, straps hung from branches. A chalkboard listed important engineering words: pressure, balance, direction, do not point at face. Papa's jetpack used 2 orange soda bottles and a harness made from jump ropes. Mama's used 3 green bottles, carefully braced with popsicle sticks. Nutty's used 5 bottles in different colors, because, according to Nutty, rainbow power is probably a real thing. Then came helmets. Mama found 3 proper bike helmets in the lost and found box. Nutty found a colander, a bright yellow rain hat with a plastic duck on top, and a fuzzy winter hat with enormous ear flaps. "We should wear the bike helmets," Mama said. "Obviously," Nutty said. So they put on the bike helmets. Then Nutty put the colander over his bike helmet. Papa put the duck hat over his bike helmet. Mama sighed for a full 5 seconds, then put the fuzzy ear flap hat over her bike helmet too. "It is important for customers to recognize us from far away," Papa said. "Customers will recognize you from the moon," Mama said. The fuel was simple: baking soda, vinegar, and confidence. The confidence did not fizz, but Nutty added plenty anyway. Their first test was supposed to be a tiny hop. "Tiny," Mama reminded him. "Responsible," Papa added. "Pizza adjacent," Nutty said. He pressed the red launch button made from a bottle cap. His jetpack burped. Then it sneezed. Then it made a long, squealing noise like a kettle learning opera. Whoosh! Nutty shot 3 feet into the air, spun exactly 1.5 circles, clipped a laundry basket, and landed bottom first in Mrs. Owl's bird bath. "My begonias!" Mrs. Owl cried from her porch. "Sorry," Nutty called, dripping from his colander. "Also, good news!" Mama hurried over with a towel. "The good news had better not be that my son is waterproof." "The good news," Nutty pointed, beaming, "is that it works." Papa looked at the bird bath, then at the smoking bottles, then at Mrs. Owl, who was now rescuing a very confused garden snail. "It works," he said carefully, "in the way a sneeze works." "Exactly," Nutty said. "Now we just need to teach the sneeze where to go."